And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. A DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day. Few and full. Plus, we're going to look at quantity and quality. They're not the same if you didn't know that. Here's something fascinating. Three real reasons. The question is, real reasons to what? And then we close it out with the most mature way we can look at things, simply by saying, don't be dumb.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. Oy vey. My mom used to say to my dad, Lonnie, why are you driving so fast on the ice? You could hit somebody. Oy vey. Stop it. And we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473-866. K-Praise. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience, here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. No catchy radio jingle here, just me asking for the opportunity to earn your business. I've been a top-selling realtor here in San Diego for over two decades, having sold homes all over the county. I'll give 25% of my commission back to a ministry of your choice. I've already given thousands to Turning Point, San Diego Rescue Mission, and Samaritan's Purse, just to name a few. I'll even front any home fix-up costs at no charge to you. As a former Muslim and now Christian, I put God first personally and professionally. If you or someone you know is considering buying or selling a home, just meet with me. You have nothing to lose. I'll even share my testimony and give you a copy of my book. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM. That's 858-780-1SAM. Or visit me online for all your real estate needs, thinksam.com. That's thinksam.com. God bless.
What if I could tell you when a wildfire was going to happen? Of course, I can't. But shouldn't you be ready anyway? Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The David Spoon Experience. Yes. On AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. We are doing it again. Agent Squires is in the house filling in for our very own tugboat Todd, as everybody has been pulling extra shifts in order to help everybody because everybody loves one another and wants to help out. Let's talk about the very first sponsor of this show, the man who sat in behind the mic for me on just the other day, which was Monday. Our very own Steve Wheeler came in, stepped up to the plate, and did an excellent job with the show. I know Sam joined him as well. Plus, he had some guests. Big shout out to Steve Wheeler and to the ministry of Whitefields Ministries. Now, there's that little sense of indebtedness that I feel to say to you, go check out the website of the ministry. He took the extra time, spent 2 hours to minister to you. Check out the website and see if you can spend 10 seconds praying for him. Seems like a fair deal. Whitefields.org is the website. Whitefields comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 4, verse 35, when Jesus said the fields are white. Whitefields.org, so you can hear the testimonies, you can see the videos, the pictures of the different projects of taking the gospel to the four corners of the earth, helping rural pastors with seminary-level education, helping villages have clean drinking water, and helping all the other ministries, missionaries, and churches network together. Check them out, whitefields.org, 760-846-8610. But the reason I want you to go to the website is because that's where the testimonies are. And there's all these things that you can do that are kind of cool, right? But in calling and talking to them, that's cool. But it's cooler if you read a testimony about something God has done in somebody's life. So try that. Whitefields.org. Please mention them in prayer. We would greatly appreciate it. The other thing I do want to mention quickly, and then we got a third thing, and we're just rolling here. We're rolling. Don't forget about Marie Callender's. Marie Callender's Restaurant and Bakery celebrate summer with their absolutely fantastic buy one pie, get one for $4.99. What's the problem with this? It's good. That's the problem. The problem with this is nothing other than yummy. You can choose from 20 different pies. You pay the regular price, you get another one for $4.99. I mean, I'm already hungry. I had a burrito for lunch. I'm starving now. That's just sad. They also have the pair and share menu for two guests. Guests can select from delicious menu items, including an appetizer to share, two entrees, and two slices of the legendary pie for 25 bones. That's a good deal. It's three Marie Callender's in San Diego. To get more information, go to mariecallenders.com. You can join the new and improved K-Praise fan club. Get a chance to win a gift card. What's a gift card? A gift card has credit on it, so you don't have to pay. Visit kprz.com to register today or tap the app. That's that big expression now. Tap the app. To enter to win, it's easy. You have nothing to lose, but you get a chance to win, so that's cool. We love that. Okay? It's all right?
All right.
Okay, good. Last out, I want to just get this in because I've got so much stuff I want to go over with you. I do want to do the What's Bugging Me brought to you by Ecola Termite and Pest Control. Powerful termite and pest control. As gentle as a butterfly, ecolatermite.com, 800-332-BUGS. Okay, my aim is not that bad. All right, that's better. All right. I'm going to do an exact opposite. You're thinking, well, what's bugging you? I'm going to tell you something that's not bugging me. The bugs are in trouble because this is not bugging me. Ready? Salem Media Group is a big group, not the smallest group. And they have listening devices everywhere in the world, probably implanted in your computer. I'm kidding. Anyway, I was having a problem with my computer, and I had to get a hold of the IT department. Now, have you ever gone through the experience? You go through an IT department, you're just waiting to see whether or not you want to use a certain spot on your wall to bang your head against, or if you think you can just throw the computer into the trash can. But to their credit, I put a call in and an email into the IT department for Salem Media Group and had a response, an answer, and a solution within 120 seconds. And that was impressive. So there were no bugs that were bugging me because the IT department worked. Love it. Brought to you by Ecola Termite. Powerful. Termite and pest control is gentle as a butterfly, and one good thing about them, they work. There you go. That's what you want. Working the bugs out. Got it? Good. All right, getting ready for my setup. You ready? All right. I've told this joke before, and I'll tell it again. Preacher comes into town. Tells the pastor, I'm going to preach on John 3:16. Okay, preacher, you go preach. You're the evangelist. You evangelize. Going to do it. Monday night comes around. Guess what he teaches on? John 3:16. It's fantastic. Tuesday night comes around. Everybody's excited for Tuesday night because Monday night just happened. What's he going to teach on Tuesday night? John 3:16. The pastor doesn't say anything because he's trying to give the young man all the room he needs. Third night comes around. What are you going to teach on? I'm going to teach on John 3:16. Well, didn't you just teach that on John 3:16? Yep, going to do it again. Oh my goodness, fourth night. Now the pastor's getting a little frustrated. Pastor goes to the preacher. I says, preacher, what are you preaching on? The guy says, I'm preaching on John 3:16. And the pastor goes, son, don't you know that you have taught this three nights in a row, and now you're going to teach this a fourth night? And the preacher goes, and I'll teach it every night until your people get it right. Ba-dum-bam. Here's the bottom line. Sometimes you have to hear. Oh, it was funny. Sometimes you have to hear it more than once to get it right. Have you noticed that God does not put you through one trial, one time, and then that's it? Have you noticed that you have these things called repeat trials? Have you ever wondered in your mind, well, I've already learned patience. Why shall I learn patience again? Primarily because you just asked that question. That's why. So you think, well, you're not trying to tell me the Lord puts me through similar things on similar basis and similar trials and similar tests? Just for a lack of a potential misunderstanding. Get this. Ready? Ready? Yes. The answer is yes. God will allow you to go through multiple trials, multiple times, for you to learn it to such a degree that it's a part of your character. You think, well, I learned it the first time. Well, if you learned it so well the first time, you wouldn't have a problem with it the second time. And that's another part of the lessons. So what are we going to do on doing that? Well, we're going to do a little bit of a review that we've done before. You think, well, you've done this stuff before. I've got 900 teachings I've never done here. But if the Lord leans on me and says, go this way, I go. And we're going to talk about this one verse and where it all leads to. So make sure you know where we're going. Here's the one verse I want you to understand. It comes out of Job chapter 14, verse 1. Job 14, 1 says this. Man who is born of woman is of few days and full of trouble. Man who is born of woman is of few days and full of trouble. That's for all you optimists out there. Man who is born a woman is a few days and full of trouble. That's the description that we get. What? Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is things can be difficult. People can be difficult. Circumstances can be difficult. Bills to pay can be difficult. Patience levels can be difficult. Children can be difficult. Spouses can be difficult. Parents can be difficult. Workers can be difficult. People who work for you, people you work for, people you drive with, people you drive in the opposite direction of. Everywhere you go in life, there can be difficulty. When we come back, we're going to examine why that's important. And then maybe we can apply something and learn it again. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back. Could it be?
You want to be as close to me? Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
For centuries, it's been called a land of promise. Today, it's a land of blessing. This year, come and experience for yourself the only place God called my land. Experience Israel this fall and celebrate Jerusalem's 50th anniversary. A once-in-a-lifetime trip awaits as you travel with AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station, and Pastor Sean Thornton, host of All Things New Radio. Tour Israel like never before during 9 exciting days. You'll visit Galilee, the Jordan Valley, the Garden Tomb, and many such historic sites. Embolden your faith as you trace back the very steps of Jesus and experience firsthand the beauty of the Mediterranean landscapes, culinary delights, and return home with a renowned vision for your life. A dedicated team of passionate and knowledgeable professionals will lead this tour. 4- and 5-star travel accommodations will give you comfort and safety for the duration of the trip. For full cost and trip details, visit ExperienceIsraelTour.com. That's ExperienceIsraelTour.com.
You've probably seen the dramatic video on social media of a former Special Forces soldier running through ISIS gunfire to rescue a little girl. Today, the story about the Bible verse that emboldens such bravery. This is Truth Itself. I'm Bob Dittmer. Dave Eubank has become famous for the video and pictures of his heroic rescue last month when he ran the length of a football field to save a little girl. What a man, you might say. But he gives all the credit to God. He told CBN News, "It was God's power that helped us rescue that girl, the American air dropping smoke, the Iraqis providing that tank, and all of you all out there praying is how it happened." The former Special Forces soldier said God's word inspires him to risk his life to save others. Quoting, "I just said, 'Lord, help us, and if I die, my wife and kids would understand. It's to save a little girl. And I ran and I had to pull her away from her dead mother.'" Eubank said his strength and courage come from God's word, quoting John 13:15, "Greater love hath no man than this, that he lay down his life for his friends." Eubank said God first spoke that scripture to him while he was trying to save another child from ISIS. He said he was afraid, but added, "God gave me strength, and almost every day that verse kept coming to me." He also has advice for overcoming fear. Whenever you're afraid, ask God, "Should I do this?" And if the answer is yes, from God, not our emotions, then ask for love, because love will cast out fear. You know, if you see a lot of people rushing to get in on something and they're all excited, don't you wonder, okay, what am I missing out on? In this case, it's thousands of people joining MediShare. Just one of the reasons, think about this. MediShare is about half the cost of other healthcare programs. Honestly, this may be a game changer for you and your family. Find out more. Call 844-49-BIBLE. That's 844-49-BIBLE. You can see these stories and more on our website, truthitself.com. Truth Itself, news that impacts your faith, family, and country.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. It's a good thing that San Diego doesn't have more S's in it, because I'd have to go like San Diego, California, and then be more S's. That wouldn't be good at all. If you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. This segment brought to you by our good friend Sam Rasool, who is a phenomenal real estate agent, but he's a phenomenal brother in the Lord, a phenomenal guy in the Christian community who's given thousands and thousands of dollars back to ministries. When he sells a house through somebody in our audience, or when somebody through our audience buys a house through him, he takes 25% of his gross commission. People are like, "Well, what does that mean?" It does not mean that it is a gross commission. It means that it is not the net. He doesn't take what's left over and then give 25%. Whatever that commission is, he takes 25% of that top total amount, and that's what he gives away ministry-wise to churches and ministries of people's choice here in San Diego County. Pretty nice. That's a pretty cool thing. Additionally, if you're selling your house and it needs some work, and many houses do, he will forward up to $25,000 for the person to fix up their house. When they fix up that house and that house sells, he takes the money back out at the close of escrow but does not charge interest. It just helps the process move along. We encourage you to get in touch with Sam. ThinkSam.com. Pretty straightforward. Website's pretty simple. ThinkSam.com. We do that word association. Real estate, real estate, real estate. Think Sam. ThinkSam.com is number 858-7801-SAM. 858-7801-SAM. And Tugboat Todd is not here. Agent Squires is here, so I'm going to do Tugboat Todd's portion and my portion together. Because if it's not for you, then we say, send him to Sam. Send him to Sam. There we go. A little bit of Yosemite Sam in there mixed in there. I got an eye roll from Agent Squire. I don't think he thought that was that impressive. I don't know. You know, it's my secondary career. I was going to do that and sound effects. You think that would work? Okay, he's telling me no. Let's see. That one's done. That's done. What's not done? Pathway to Victory with Dr. Robert Jeffress, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. right here on KPRZ. Also, don't forget school tuitions. Go to KPRZ.com. Click on the tuitions tab, the school discount tab. You will find schools that we are working with to try and help create discounts so we can get 100 kids into private Christian school because we think it's a cool and a nifty thing to do. We started off the very first segment and we talked about whether or not anybody has ever felt the way that Job gave in reference to how he felt. Man who is born of woman is a few days and full of trouble. A little bit on the negative side. You know, few days full of trouble. Well, if your days are really full of trouble, you'd rather have few days. But yeah, okay, we can deal with that. But this is the key in understanding few days and full of trouble. I just want to make sure you get this one really, 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 really important part. It comes out of Job 32, 1 through 2. Now, if you remember, in Job chapter 1 and 2, Job did a great job. Didn't curse God, didn't do anything wrong, didn't say anything wrong. Even his wife was like, oh, just curse God and die. After all, she lost everything he lost. You don't hear a lot about Job's wife. But he just maintained his integrity, stood his ground, didn't say anything bad. Then chapter 3 of Job rolls around, and from chapter 3 to chapter 31, Job does a little worse. I'm not sure if you understand that, and I think people miss this. But sometimes when you start off in a trial, you do good. You start off, you're doing all right. I'm doing okay. But as the trial goes on and as the thought process goes on and as your brain considers, perhaps there's a diminishing of your startling steadfastness faith. And you start doing a little worse. That's what happened to Job. Those scriptures are kind to him in the New Testament. Let us read what happened. Job chapter 32. So this is the troubles between chapters 3 and 31. Job chapter 32, verse 1 through 2. So these three men ceased answering Job because he was righteous in his own eyes. And then the wrath of Elihu, the son of Barachel, the Buzite of the family of Ram, was aroused against Job. His wrath was aroused because he justified himself rather than God. The big fallacy for Job was not how he started the process. He started quite well. He was there to the point where God was bragging about him to Satan. And Job was not moved in the context of that contest. But afterwards, and after it sunk in, and many times for us, after it sits with us for a little while, and there's a bitterness that goes with it, after the coffee has been on the pot too long and it's not been warmed, and then you drink from that coffee, you'll often notice that coffee is bitter. And that's what a lot of us go through. And Elihu was mad because throughout Job's response and somewhat of his dissent, Job was justifying himself being self-righteous in his own eyes and not justifying God. He saw himself as right, everybody else as wrong, even God as wrong. So Job starts off great, then kind of falls down because he missed this considerably important point, which I'm going to give you that if you can live by this point, you will do so much better in your Christian walk. When considering the troubles of life, remember this key: God's not to blame. When considering the troubles of this life, remember this key. God is not to blame. To justify ourselves, to be righteous in our own eyes and throw fault at God is the epitome of just being dumb. And you think, well, wait. But the Lord allows, the Lord allows things to happen. But every one of those things that God allows happens has a purpose, has a point, has a plan, has a destination. And the reality is that when you and I interpret God's actions as vengeful or as smiteful or as mean or as ignoring us or any of those other characteristics, this is one thing we do. We impute to God that he is not quality. He who sacrificed his own son, gave him up for you, laid him down. He is not quality? You are better than he? He first loved you. You didn't first love him. He gave himself up for you while you were still an enemy. The quality of God is an important truth to seize. You might not understand everything about God, but if you can't believe in the quality of God, you're never going to get it straight. Don't blame God. Our God, who we serve, is of the greatest quality there is. When we come back, I'm going to point to places to blame. And you might be amazed. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Every time you say you love me.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him.
When Da Ai Tin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, "I will never believe your God and change my religion." But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened. And then one day, she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Will your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities? Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
In the darkest hours of life, only through the eyes of faith can we see the loving hand of God.
Our Daily Bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by David McCaslin. David writes, "The perception of favoritism is one of the biggest factors in sibling rivalry," said Dr. Barbara Howard, a developmental behavior pediatrician. An example would be the Old Testament character Joseph, who was his father's favorite son, which made his older brothers furious. So they sold Joseph to merchants traveling to Egypt and made it appear that a wild animal had killed him. His dreams had been shattered and his future appeared hopeless. Yet, along Joseph's journey of life, he chose to be true to his God and rely on him even when it seemed to make his situation worse. After being falsely accused by his employer's wife and imprisoned for something he didn't do, Joseph struggled with the injustice of his situation, but kept trusting the Lord. David continues, "Years later, his brothers came to Egypt to buy grain during a famine and were terrified to discover that their despised younger brother was now the prime minister. But Joseph told them in Genesis 45:5-8, 'Do not be distressed, and do not be angry with yourselves for selling me here, because it was to save lives that God sent me ahead of you. It was not you who sent me here, but God. Joseph's kind words caused me to wonder if I would be ready for revenge, or would I be gracious because my heart had confidence in the Lord? You can access the daily devotional wherever you go with the Our Daily Bread mobile app. Visit getodbtoday.org. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
For joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. A couple things to run in your direction. Don't forget HisAppointment.com, a book that may help you overcome that very large ledge that you thought, why did God let me go through this? That was the intent of the book. It was really based on a tough church experience, but it has greater application in other realms as well. Try to keep in mind our Experience Israel tour going to be coming up November 11th, but the pay for this has got to be done August, no later than the end of August. And that's something to keep in mind, be very, very helpful if you're planning on going. You want to go to experienceisraeltour.com. It's from Genesis Tours. It's from Reuven Doran. And everybody who goes on his tour says the same thing. Lights out. They just think it's fantastic. Last thing I do want to mention, Scott Wilder is going to be joining us on the air on July 12th and 13th. He's going to be coming in to talk to us about Save the Children, the donor campaign. He's been with us a few times before. Scott is a fantastic, fantastic minister for the gospel, does an excellent job taking the cause and bringing it to people and letting them know that they can help a $60 one-time gift can help a child come back from the brink. It's not just medication, but it's malnutrition. It's not just meditation. It's not just nutritional, but it's therapeutic food that helps a child learn how to eat. When they've been so starved with acute malnutrition, their body shuts down. And through this cause, they've got medicine. It's food, but it's medicine that helps the child reabsorb food. We'll get into it. He does a great job presenting it, and we're going after it, and we did so good. Cross International did so good. We beat our goal by 20%. We want to do it again. That's how good it is. So we'll be getting ready to talk about that. Please keep that in mind as you hear us discuss it. You know you can go to kprz.com, get more information. So we've been very forward, I think, in talking about this whole process. The very opening one we talked about, a man's days are few and full, making reference to Job's 14:1, where he says a man's days are few and full of trouble. And then we really, I think, took the strong turn and said, look, God is not to blame. If the Lord truly works everything out for good, then whatever these things lead to, they lead to a good place. And everything that the Lord does is by His grace, His mercy, His kindness, His love, His wisdom, His discipline, His purposes. And one of the worst things that we can do is impute to God a less than excellent quality. In Job 32:2, when Elihu was mad, he said he was mad and aroused primarily because Job had justified himself rather than God. Never forget that God is not to blame. God is quality. And He takes some of those dumb things we say and do and makes them work together simply because He is so merciful and gracious. We don't deserve that. So let's just be real quick and real honest. Let's just go straight to it. So where are some of these areas where, you know, where bad things happen? Where is it that you can throw the blame at? I think everybody's pretty comfortable throwing the blame at the devil, right? Nobody's having a problem with that. John 10:10, the thief comes but to steal, kill, and destroy. I ran into a really just awesome guy in the Lord, met him, had this opportunity to talk to him. He asked me how things were going. You know, I felt like I didn't feel like I was on the spot. I felt like I was just like totally honest. I said, sometimes it's hard. Sometimes I get real frustrated. He goes, son, he goes, the devil wins a few battles now and then. He doesn't win the war, but he wins a few battles. That was really helpful for me to understand. Sometimes, you know what? The devil does get the best. He does win. It's not like he's never winning. It's like sometimes he wins some. So, yeah, I want to throw some blame at the devil. It seems right. He deserves it. I mean, he strives to disrupt our lives. I mean, even Paul in 2 Thessalonians said, we wanted to come to you. Certainly I, Paul, did it again and again, but Satan blocked our way. Satan gets in the way. Okay. Another place where we tend to not recognize that there's trouble and trouble for us is in the world. Now, 1 John 2, 15 and 17 says, do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. See, the world is against God. And you and I get caught up in the world. And when it's not God's quality that's ruining it for us. It's us getting caught up in the wind and the waves of the world. It kind of flushes us down. And to be really honest, it hurts us. Now you might think, oh, I'm not really in the ways of the world. You know, I'm just totally into football and secular music. And I'm just totally into the whole, you know, who's the biggest star? And I'm totally into all the idolatry that goes on. And I love having sex outside of the family. It's the greatest thing ever. All those are worldly things. You know that, right? And you, as a Christian, you can do one better. Oh, I just like getting the best business deal, no matter what it costs. That's called cheating, depending on how you do it. That's all worldly stuff. We can put the blame on life's struggles against Satan because he is a part of that process. And we can put some of that blame on the worldly system because the worldly system is contrary to God. And every time we get caught up into it, we do worldly things. But here's where I want to put the blame. Genesis chapter 3. The serpent was more cunning than any of the beasts of the field which the Lord God had made, and said to the woman, has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? The woman said, well, we can eat, you know, of any fruits, but the fruit in the middle, you can't touch it, you can't eat it, you can't look at it, you can't spit at it. The serpent said to the woman, you're not going to die. God knows in the day you eat it, your eyes will be open. So the woman saw the tree was good for food. It was pleasant for the eyes. Tree was desirable to make one wise. So she ate it. Hey, guess what? She ate it. Then the scripture says she also gave to her husband with her and he ate it. Where was Adam when this whole thing went out? Not very far, because the next thing you hear is she ate it and she gave it to him and he was with her. And he went okie dokie. So this is not a one sex blame. The woman did it. The guy did it. They both did it. Losers. So that's what happened. Try not to make that less. But guess what? Guess what? It was their own crummy decision that led to having troubles. It was their own call, their own decision, their own position. The scripture says she took it and ate it. Then she gave it to her husband and he ate it. Guess what those were? Two really bad decisions. You know how you want to blame the devil? I agree. We should be able to blame the devil from time to time. You know how you want to blame the world and the world system? I agree. We should be able to blame the world from time to time. But here's the place where most of the blame goes, right to you and right to me. Because of our own stupidity. I mean, here's the rationale that the world and Satan try to justify. I didn't get a bicycle when I was 5 years old. Therefore, now that I'm 25, I should have the right to become a mass murderer. You see how unbelievably ridiculous that is? It's crummy personal decisions that you and I have made without the counsel of God, in our own pride, in our own arrogance, that have led to a ton of rubbish. I want to blame Satan. I'd like to blame him a lot more than he gets blamed for. I'd like to blame the world, because I think the world system is horrible and takes away from God and tries to replace God. But I've got to look in the mirror. And I got to say, yeah, that's on me. I shouldn't have said it. I shouldn't have done it. I shouldn't have thought it. I shouldn't have tried to rearrange it. I shouldn't have tried to manipulate it. I shouldn't have set it up that way. Sometimes you can just make a bad call, right? Can't you just make a dumb decision? It doesn't matter whether you'll admit that or not. It doesn't matter whether I'll admit it. We're guilty. God comes knocking and we go running. Bad decision. God tells us to do one thing, we do another. God says humble ourselves, we defend ourselves. I don't have to humble myself. I'm right. What is that? You're going to argue with God? You're going to win that? No, you're not. Got to let that go. The devil's there. The world is there. And we're there. When we come back, we're just going to wind it up into a nice little ball. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
National and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
All right, it's David James. My friend Sue Freeze, the termite lady from Ecola, is here. And Sue, you were just telling me that allergies and termites have something in common?
Dave, if you have a problem with termites in your home, but also suffer from allergies and chemical sensitivity, we offer an array of termite control services that will be able to solve your problem without putting your health at risk. Our Ecola heat process uses extreme heat instead of chemicals to kill and remove termites and any other pests that may be infesting your home.
Yes, and you were telling me about the awesome electrogun treatments. It sends electricity through the wood, and you use it as part of your termite control services?
They're very effective. So if you are concerned with your health and are sensitive to chemicals, know that we have an array of options for termite control.
Don't sacrifice your health or the health of your home. Call Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services now. 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS or termitelady.com.
Ecola, powerful termite and pest control.
As gentle as a butterfly.
Billions of people are cut off from access to the gospel, living in hard-to-reach places. Sometimes extreme poverty causes isolation. Others live in hostile communities. Their family may kill them if they acknowledge faith in Christ. The most efficient way to reach these people is by supporting a pastor that knows their language, lives like them, is one of them, and ready to start a church. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of Whitefields Ministry. Since 1953, Whitefields has been supporting national pastors in the most remote villages, proclaiming the gospel to all people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Will your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities? Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
You are a smart person. You know what side the butter goes on. You can't help but bark up the right tree. You even know who let the dogs out. So in your search for the perfect job, why aren't you using helpwantedsandiego.com? Where smart people like you know the easy way to find a local job. Millions of other smart people know they can upload their resume for free in just minutes. Plus, it's smart and mobile-friendly, just like that science guy. So, smart person, use that freakishly large noodle and find a job on helpwantedsandiego.com. Long name, amazing results. Okay, voice of my car, please program the location coordinates for my new job interview.
I cannot comply with that request.
Did you say no?
You don't want to drive that far to work. It makes you cranky.
I don't get cranky.
I recommend Help Wanted CareerInSanDiego.com.
My car is giving me career advice?
It's free, and uploading your resume is faster and easier than ever. You will find hundreds of great local jobs within easy driving distance.
Okay, fine, I'll do it.
Have I ever steered you wrong?
Well, technically, I do the steering.
Ha ha ha. Easy to use and easy to apply. HelpWantedSanDiego.com. Long name, amazing results.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California, where we have jumped into the middle of honesty in the entire hour, talking about the fact that a man's days seem to be few and full of trouble, Job 14:1. Simultaneously, there is a tendency with those troubles to blame God, a bad idea, not recognizing from Job 32:1-2, the quality of God. You have to consider what God has provided and what God has done to demonstrate the quality of his character in saving you by giving up his one and only son, even when you were still enemies with God. So his quality is unquestionable. What is questionable is where we can, from time to time, put the blame. But it is fair, as Scripture does as well, tossing some of the blame in Satan's direction. 'Tis a fact. There's nothing that changes from that. There is also a fairness to say that the world systems and the government systems that try and run themselves apart from God are another place to put blame. You can find 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 through 17, making that as clear as can be. But the hardest place for us to point is usually with a mirror. That comes out of Genesis 3, 1 through 13, where it's by our own decisions, whether the devil's tempting us or the world is tempting us, we make the decision to bite on the fruit that we're not supposed to bite on. And again, as mentioned before, all those covenant freaked out people, oh, Adam should have stopped her. You know, it's amazing because they'll go, if he would have only taught her the laws. What's funny because apparently Eve knew the law, though the law was given to Adam before she was created. So we'll deal with that another time, because that's just nutty. It's nutty theology. Adam wasn't more to blame and less to blame. The woman wasn't more to blame and less to blame. They were both to blame, as they were both one. She did, in fact, yield first. It did open the door, but it wasn't like Adam said, stop. He was right there with her. She gave him the fruit, and he went, uh-huh, okay. And so you got the two of them, Yogi burying out right there in our destiny. I was like, that's bad. You're right, that's bad. Shouldn't have happened. So what's the you know, problem there? What can we pull out of this? Well, the problem is that people that hear this don't want to acknowledge it. Do you want to know why? It's pride. That's the sin for thee. It'll keep you out of heaven, you see. It's the pride. The why? Because pride puts us in position. I didn't do anything wrong. I'm self-justified. No, you're not. Well, if you understood all the nuances, God does. Romans 3:4, let God be true and every human being a liar. As it is written, so you may be proved right when you speak and prevail when you judge. God knows exactly what's going on. And in regards to God and how he does things, Psalm 18:30, as for God, his way is perfect. Ooh. The word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield to all who trust him. It's God's way that's perfect. It's us. We need some work. Praise his holy name for grace. Praise his holy name for mercy. Praise his holy name for forgiveness, without which we would all be in trouble. Here's what you got to catch. The quality of God far surpasses the attributing that we're giving to him. He is fantastic, merciful, kind, compassionate, gracious, patient with you. He knows your sin and chose you anyway. Stop trying to be better than you are so you can feel better about yourself. Throw yourself at the mercy of God. There's no better place to be. That's where Scripture comes in. If God be for us, who can be against us? And who cares? When the grace is the place that we stand, it is well. It's well with our soul. It's well with who we are. The enemy, the world, your flesh. Ah. You know your flesh hates you, right? That born-again spirit part of you, your flesh hates you. Can't stand you. That's why you're so divided inside yourself. That's why we're told to walk in the fullness of the Spirit, so we don't give way to the flesh. Here's the big takeaway. Don't blame God, because the quality of the God that we serve far surpasses any other quality that we can ever know. And then when you come and you're worshiping, you come and talk to the Lord and you recognize that his kindness, his faithfulness, his goodness, his sustaining love is of the greatest quality there is, then you can worship him properly. He's not always mad at you. You're mad at you. You're mad at all the people around you who don't do exactly like you think they should do. I go through that too. But then there's that point where you want to be leaning on the everlasting arms. It's the only place you want to be. Based on his love. That's where you want to be, man. That's the place to live.
All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. You're going to take a short break. You'll get a chance to hear Marty, and then we're going to come back with more. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.